Indonesia seizes Rp530 billion in major online gambling case. An Indonesian court has ordered the seizure of more than Rp530 billion linked to an online gambling network allegedly run by businessman Oe Hengki Wirjo. The ruling strengthens pressure on illegal operators and signals tougher financial consequences for gambling networks using corporate fronts and payment channels to move player funds. Prosecutors said the assets, worth about $31.3 million, were formally transferred to the state on Friday by the West Jakarta District Prosecutor's Office. Authorities described the recovery as one of the country's largest asset seizures tied to illegal online betting. Court ruling targets money laundering structure. According to prosecutors, the network operated at least 14 gambling websites over several years before investigators dismantled it. The court found Oe Hengki Wirjo guilty of money laundering connected to online gambling under Indonesia's anti-money laundering law. The ruling, issued on February 11, sentenced him to 2 years in prison and imposed a Rp1 billion fine. If the fine is not paid, it will be replaced by an additional 190 days in detention. Head prosecutor Nurul Wahida Rafay said the group concealed gambling proceeds through a structured laundering system. The convict concealed or disguised the origin, source, location, or ownership of assets known to be derived from online gambling through several shell companies, Nurul told reporters in West Jakarta. For investigators, the case shows how online gambling operations are increasingly relying on business structures that look legitimate on paper while serving a very different purpose behind the scenes. Companies used as fronts. Authorities identified two central figures in the case, Oe Hengki Wirjo, 69, and an associate known as Hengki. In 2018, the pair established A2Z Solusindo Teknologi, officially registered as a trading and computer consulting business. Investigators later concluded that the company was being used as a front to channel and disguise funds from illegal gambling activity. Under the corporate structure, Hengki served as president director, while Oe held the role of chief commissioner and majority shareholder with a 60% stake. Prosecutors also said A2Z Solusindo Teknologi acted as the beneficial owner of Trans Digital Semerlang, a web portal company believed to host and manage the gambling websites. Over roughly 7 years, the network allegedly ran 14 gambling platforms, allowing users to place bets online and deposit money into designated accounts before those funds were consolidated and redistributed through affiliated accounts. The proceeds from online gambling were then disguised by transferring them into accounts belonging to Oe Hengki Wirjo and several affiliated accounts, Nurul said. State recovers funds as enforcement tightens. The court ordered the confiscation of Rp530.43 billion in assets as proceeds of crime. Prosecutors said the seized amount, along with the Rp1 billion fine, has now been paid into the state treasury through the finance ministry. The recovery comes at a time when Indonesian authorities say broader enforcement efforts are beginning to affect the scale of the illegal market. Data from the Financial Transaction Reports and Analysis Center, PPATK, show that total online gambling turnover in Indonesia fell 20% in 2025 to Rp 286.84 trillion, down from Rp 359.81 trillion in 2024. Even so, the figures remain enormous. Officials recorded around 422.1 million transactions in 2025, with deposits totaling Rp 36.01 trillion and about 12.3 million participants. Alternative payments remain a challenge. Authorities have credited the decline to stronger coordination between agencies, including the blocking of bank accounts and e-wallets linked to gambling transactions. At the same time, operators have adapted by shifting toward alternative payment routes, including QRIS digital payments. That cat-and-mouse pattern remains one of the biggest challenges for enforcement. For players, it means illegal platforms are still finding ways to stay accessible. For authorities, it reinforces the need to follow the money rather than just block websites. This case, however, sends a harder message than many earlier enforcement actions. It is not just about shutting down gambling websites. It is about stripping away the profits that keep them alive.